Hi, thank you for joining us for Rochester Speaks. We are with the president and CEO of the YWCA of Greater Rochester, and it is Dr. Myra Henry. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Oh, doing wonderful. It's up and down with the weather. I'm not liking that.
Absolutely. It's Rochester.
It is. The YWCA of Rochester and Monroe County, you know, I have known a lot and done a lot of public affairs shows with your organization, but I don't think I've ever done one with you. How long have you been at the YWCA?
That is correct. So I just joined the YWCA as the president and CEO just a little over a year ago, December 2020. I took the helm as the leader of this great organization that's been in our community for more than 138 years.
Wow. That's crazy. 138 years.
It's amazing. We've been serving women and their families for generations. Yes.
And I don't know how you could not, but there might be people that don't know what the YWCA does. They might get it confused with other things with similar, you know, letters. But the YWCA, tell us a little bit about what they do.
Absolutely. Well, it's important to understand that the power is in the W. The YWCA of Rochester and Monroe County serves more than 1,000 women and their families each year through housing and young adult programs, as well as racial equity work in the community. The YWCA seeks to eliminate racism and empower women. That is our mission.
I love that. I love that so much. And empowering women and eliminating racism is what you do. But you also have a lot of things going on at the YWCA. That's not the only thing you do. That's the big important message, right? But there's so many things, so many programs.
Oh, absolutely. We have several housing programs that include women in recovery, supportive housing, supporting women experiencing mental health issues. We also have housing programs, homeless shelters for women and their families, rapid rehousing for women who are escaping domestic violence, as well as long-term housing, and then young adult services that works with our parents with children from the ages of 0 to 5 years old to make sure they're hitting those milestones.
Right.
And then we have these awesome racial equity pipeline programs that help build the next generation of women of color in professional settings. In professional nonprofit settings.
There's so much. What's the YWCA Warm Beds Initiative?
Yeah, so that's our major campaign that we run every year. It's an annual campaign during the heart of winter. And as we mentioned earlier, it is Rochester. The weather is 50 degrees one day and 20 degrees today, right?
Right.
So annually, we seek to raise, this year, our goal is $50,000. And the goal is to support a critical role the YWCA plays in providing shelter for women and children experiencing homelessness in Rochester. And like I said, the campaign runs from the month of February through mid-March, and those are the coldest, some of the coldest days in our winter season. And we want to be able to provide shelter, hot meal, a warm bed, and support services for women and their families through this hard time. We do this all year, but we, really focus to bring in additional revenue during this time.
Okay, so this is the one, because also it's so relatable, right, that we're all struggling with the temperatures being at record lows.
Yes.
And some people are struggling to pay the heat, pay the rent, and things like that, and that's where you come in.
Absolutely. So if you look at it this way, as little as a $50 donation will guarantee a warm bed for a woman and her children tonight. And obviously, the more you give, the more we can help women with, if it's a security deposit that they need, if they're escaping a situation of domestic violence. Many of the women who come to us don't have their own bank accounts, right? They are relying on the people who are holding them in abuse. So we can help pay for a first month's rent and security deposit. We could pay a heating bill. We can provide food. So we can really help people help themselves.
And that's the goal, too, is to help them, to get them to a point to help themselves.
Absolutely.
And that's where you guys shine, by the way. The YWCA shines at that, because I have been to the YWCA. I have seen how you guys do things. It's amazing.
Yeah. The long-term support, case management services, as well as, really helps with sustainability and empowering people. You know, we can help you help yourself, and be that constant support, and almost like sisterhood there, to help folks as they're as they make their way on their journey.
Right, because it's a struggle. It's first a struggle to start and to actually leave a person if that's the situation, or a struggle to actually get help because you might not be a person that's used to asking for help, right, if you can't afford the heat or the rent and you do need a warm bed for your family.
Absolutely, and this is all done in a caring, safe environment with no judgment. This is really about us walking alongside you, not ahead of you or not pushing you from behind, but walking with you as you find support and stability in the life. And we touch and we're here to serve some of the most vulnerable in our community.
Right, it's like a safety net of sorts, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're here every day providing those services and support.
Now, do you have a lot of volunteers, or because of COVID, are you kind of scaled that back a little bit?
During the COVID season, we did cease having volunteers come into our building and on the campus. However, we are opening back up slowly but surely, and we are inviting groups to come in and help. I know the Day of Care, the United Way Day of Caring, we had groups sign up, and we have a volunteer coordinator that folks can get in contact with and come along. We always have something that needs to be done, whether there's a room that needs to be updated with painting. We have a playground that needs upkeep often because our children, you know, are here and they live here. They go to school from here, so they have spaces that we try and keep updated for them with the newest technology and the newest games and books and things like that. So we accept donations as well as volunteer hours and time.
All right. If you would like to gift support of the women and families who call the YWCA home this winter, you can do that on your website, correct?
Absolutely. YWCARochester.org. There's a donate page that comes up as soon as you click on there. Again, really any amount will do, but that $50 a night is that sweet spot where we know for sure we can provide women and their families a warm bed and a hot meal, at least for one night. But, of course, we'll take donations of any kind, as well as volunteer time as well. So you can go to the website and look at ways to volunteer as well as to donate. Again, that's YWCARochester.org.
Oh, so many things great on your website. I was just looking at it. Do you still have the closet that helps women when they want to get dressed for, like, an interview or things like that?
So, unfortunately, because of COVID, we had to cease with the closet. We didn't have a place to keep the clothes. However, we do partner closely with Dresses for Success. Dress for Success. So we send many of our folks that we work with there for interview prep and styling.
Oh, there you go.
Get ready to go out.
Yeah.
We are a community partner. Not only are we a community leader in this space, but we also pride ourselves on being a community partner and a good neighbor.
Oh, I love it. And I love that we can get involved too,
yes.
Right? You can get involved. You can help. There's so many events that you have going on where you will need help in the future, or even just an ear to listen and help some of these women, build them up.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would encourage folks again to reach out and explore our website to look for volunteer opportunities. There is our annual Stand Against Racism event is coming up in late March. We will have more information about that. We have a dynamic guest speaker coming in to talk about her journey through the YWCA. Her name is Delana Harper. And then in the fall, we'll return, COVID pending, of course, mm-hmm. but we will return back to our annual luncheon down at the Riverside Convention Center. And we've rebranded it as an Activists and Allies Luncheon, where we celebrate 100 years of the YWCA Clarissa Street branch and those women from 100 years ago who helped to pave the way for social justice and the work that we do today.
Oh, so good. What's Sojourner Home?
So the Sojourner Home is a program that we are in the process of acquiring that also provide housing, long-term housing, for women and children.
Ah, okay.
Yes, yes.
So much going on. And you also have the Helen L. Morris Scholarship Fund?
Absolutely. So that is a scholarship fund that is distributed, that we are at, that we administer to women who have returned to college, and it could be either at any level, so associate's degree or any undergraduate level or even master's level, and we administer this scholarship to those women who are single moms.
Oh, wow. It's tough being a single mom.
Absolutely. So again, that goes to that just level of support, all types of support that we want to give the women and their families here in Rochester. Whether you're a single woman, just moving to Rochester, reentry into the space, and need a safe place to stay in recovery, or if you're a woman with a family and absolutely just need a hand up, we are here to give you that hand. Through our many services.
Oh, so many services. You can also, once again, check them out, ywcarochester.org. And one thing that they're talking about right now is the warm beds that they have going on. They'd like you to give your support, if you can, to the YWCA of Rochester. At ywcarochester.org, can you make donations that way for the warm beds initiative?
Absolutely. Once you go to the website, there is a black box that comes up that says donate. So again, we will take donations of any size, but that $50 is that sweet spot there. So if you can find it in your heart, we would really appreciate it. And 100% of those funds go to our emergency housing shelter to provide shelter, warm hot meals, because we do provide, I don't know if I mentioned that earlier, we provide a home-cooked meal to our families every night that they are in the shelter. So that is just one less thing families have to worry about, is where I'm going to get a good meal.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen with COVID, it's even harder as the prices for everything goes up?
Well, again, as a trusted community partner, we partner with organizations in the community like Food Link and Wegmans, that they are very generous with donating food. We have a grant through Food Link. So that's helpful. But yes, in a nutshell, we do have to, because we, you know, have to provide prepare meals in a controlled environment. So that person has to be licensed and paid. It is a staff member. We have a cook on staff. So some of the other accoutrements that go with the meals are more expensive.
Yeah, gotcha. And when they come in, you're planning and helping plan for their future. Like this is a hand up, not just a hand out, as we say, right?
Absolutely. This is a hand up as you're on your journey to thriving, right? We don't want folks just to survive. We want to set them up so that they can thrive. And that is where our, you know, housing continuum of care services come through it, whether it's homelessness or domestic violence. We have long-term support services that go with you as you, enter out and enter up into society.
I love this so much. I do really love the YWCA Rochester. And if you can find it in your heart to give, if you have some extra money to donate, or you want to help out in any way, just check out your website, right? YWCARochester.org.
Absolutely. And we appreciate and understand that most of the time it's about equal sacrifice and not equal giving. So we want everyone to know that if it's a dollar that you can give, or if it's $1,000, or more, we will appreciate that. And 100% of those funds goes to our emergency shelter for the women and their families in the Rochester community.
We appreciate you so much and all the work that you do. Dr. Myra Henry, the president and CEO of the YWCA of Rochester and Monroe County. Thank you so much for all you do.
Yeah, thank you, Christy. It was great this morning.